This is Morning Edition.
We're seeking change.
Reach out, raise hope, and change society.
Everybody wants good things. We just disagree maybe on how to get there.
We'll continue our Seeking Change series now. Post-traumatic stress disorder is an anxiety disorder set off by traumatic experiences. It's estimated that as many as 1 in 5 service members who've deployed to Iraq or Afghanistan since 2001 have PTSD. But Taryn Fry thinks that number might be higher. He suffers from PTSD himself. He's a veteran of the Marine Corps and had 2 deployments in Iraq. He's now the veteran liaison for an organization called Stiggy's Dogs, based in Howell Township. It trains psychiatric service dogs to help military vets who suffer from PTSD or traumatic brain injury. Taryn, what kinds of difficulties do veterans face when they return from combat?
Well, a lot of veterans are out there. They're having problems with relating back to society. Marine Corps has a brotherhood, and you come back to people here that have no clue of what we've been through, so it's harder for us to deal with everybody. And trust is a huge issue with not only our families, but other people out in town and in the area. We just kind of watch our back all the time.
You brought your service dog with you.
Correct.
Tell me about her.
Hershey, she's 3 years old, and she's a great dog. She's a lab beagle mix. You couldn't ask for another dog that size to be so great and intelligent. She does different commands, and she's always with me all the time. It helps me out a lot.
What are the dogs trained to do to help the vets?
The dogs do different tasks. Hershey does the task for me as of being watching my back, helping with anxiety. When he gets up, she'll come and calm me down.
What do you mean by watch your back?
When you're in combat and you're in Iraq or Afghanistan, you can't trust people behind your back. So the people that do come up against your back startles you real bad. I have swung at people before for being too close. I swung at a kid once that jumped off of a piece of playground equipment. It does happen. It happens a lot of times.
And that's just a reaction that you have.
A reaction. That's all it is.
What does Hershey do to kind of prevent that from happening?
She will, if someone's running up, she will sometimes growl or bark. Usually she doesn't bark at all unless someone is coming up to let me know that someone's there. She'll pull out her leash just to let me know it's someone friendly, but there is somebody there.
So she's kind of on the lookout for you.
Exactly.
You are the veteran liaison for Stiggy's Dogs. What do you do in that role?
My role is, you know, meeting with the other veterans that are coming in that have questions about Stiggy's or have questions about the benefits that they have earned that no one else is telling them about. I help them walking through steps, help them with Stiggy's, help them in everyday life, just another support team member. As a veteran, I feel to do everything I can to make it possible that they get the benefits that they earn, and also to be there for them, you know, when they're having a bad day, you know. Days happen that you don't want to do anything. You're fighting with your spouse. You're yelling at your kids. You know, anger is a big thing, and sometimes you just need to get away and talk to another veteran that's going through the same things.
How do the psychiatric service dogs complement the other treatments that veterans might undergo, like therapy or medications?
Well, therapy and medications through the VA system, they only help so much. I've been going to the VA for 5 years before I even got Hershey, doing therapy, doing all the different medications. If there's some kind of a depression, anxiety pill out there, I'm sure I've probably been on it already. This was my last resort, was getting a dog that I had found out through a friend. Hershey has helped me through a lot of different things, but before I wouldn't even leave the house. She's helped me get up, get outside, do different activities, get out with other veterans and do things, and start trusting in other people more. I mean, if I didn't have Hershey, suicide would have probably happened by now.
Wow. Thank you so much for talking with me today.
Thank you.
Taryn Fry is an Iraq War veteran and works with Stiggy's Dogs, a group that trains psychiatric service dogs to help vets with PTSD and traumatic brain injury.